Hello, listeners, and welcome to Chronically Low Competence, an audio-only Let's Play podcast. I'm your host, Dan. We're back to tackle the water park section of Squirrel with a Gun. We'll do the majority of it here and now, so strap in. This starts the push to the end of the game, so let's go. Looks like you move more slowly when you're carrying the rocket launcher, so that's good to know. A lot more height to press that button. I wonder if... can I plug in the helium and get to one of these? Yes. Okay, I was able to plug in the purple helium and get to one of the inflatables in time to get carried up with it. So I think it's actually not something that I access later. It's something I access now by being speedy. Cool. There's two paths. Oh man, I don't have a gun to double jump with. Shit. Well, alright. Let's go. So there's two paths, right? And one of them clearly goes to one of those big buttons that I need to jump on from up here in order to have enough force to depress it. So we're going to do that now. But there's a second way, the other way, that goes to some platforms that I can't quite reach without a gun to do some double jumping with. So I've hit that big switch, we're at 3 of 5, and now I need a regular gun for double jumping. Or the gravity gun, yeah, that's what we needed. Now, how do I bet I can get that helium tank out of there somehow. Maybe not though. I can't actually seem to get the helium out of there, so maybe I have to reload the area and come back? That's unfortunate. Will the helium, or will the gravity gun collect acorns for me? It will not. That's too bad. I've got a plan for this session, so I think what I need to do first is get a rocket launcher, right? And I want to take care of these agents so that I can get a pistol off of them. And with a pistol, then I'll be able to do the purple, like, floaty area jumping puzzle, the half that I couldn't do last time. So we start off with a rocket launcher. And we aim it at this platform that all these agents are on. And fire. Okay, that should take care of that. Grab this gravity gun just in case any of these guys survived that, which it looks like they did. Grab them. This gravity gun's fun. Although, it's not as effective as a weapon than some of these others, like, say, this rocket launcher that I just grabbed off of these guys. Boom. Oh, shit. Something else exploded. I don't know what it was. Oh, there was another guy. You know what? I can... oh, whoa, what? Okay, so apparently you can, when the rockets come at you and you're unarmed, you can grab them and ride them. So I just did that. It's pretty crazy. Ow, that guy kicked me. Well, he gets a rocket. Ooh. Okay, this ended up being a lot more dangerous than I thought it would be. Do any of these guys have guns? Trying to... nope, that's... that might work. There we go. That knocked him down anyway, and now I can take his rocket launcher. And if he gets back up, which he is, we just fire. Yeah. Handled. Now... did any of these guys drop pistols, which is what I was really looking for? I'm not seeing any. Dang. Oh, there's the gravity gun, but it's empty. Oh, that guy's after me. All right, let's reload the gravity gun and we'll just take care of him right now. Fire. There. Hopefully that got him. Well, unfortunately, I don't have a weapon that you can really use for a double jump. Unless you can double jump with the rocket launcher. I guess I never tried it. Ow. Oh, you can, but it kills you. Shit. All right. None of that went the way that I thought it was going to go. So, change of plan. We'll use the gravity gun instead of just a regular pistol. I think that's probably going to be better. Yeah. Okay. So I need to run over and put the helium tank in its spot. And then I'll grab my gravity gun and then hop onto the platform. Okay. Tank is on. Grab the gun. Ah, I didn't make it up. Shit. Can't take the helium off once it's on, can I? Shit. Well, then how am I supposed to... That's annoying. I could reload the area. That's really annoying, though. I guess one thing I can do is try to figure out one of these other paths up. I'm very disappointed. I thought that plan was going to work really well, and it definitely did not. All right, I guess we're going to take another pass around the area and see if we can figure out the next switch to do. All right, I might have found the right thing to do next, which is call a car. And there's a big ramp that I forgot about, like one for driving up. So we're going to head up and try give that a shot. But I forgot, first I need to drain this area, which I think I do by hitting these switches right next to it. Let's see. Nope, missed one. Try again. Yep, that did it. Okay, so we've drained that area. Now we can get to that ramp and we can try and get all the way up it. Oh, we're making it. We're almost there. Almost there. Keep going. Oh, shit, there's a loop-de-loop. But it lands us on a platform. What's up here? Okay, I see some agents and explosives and a water slide on one side. And then I see some, like, girders that look like they lead somewhere on the other side. I don't have a weapon, so I don't think I can actually make it over to those agents. I guess we'll try the girder. Or we'll miss it as we're dropping down and fall onto some other piece of track. This looks like the track that I drove on while shooting those guys before. Oh, yep, and they're shooting at me again, so... Let's dive off of here. So that's clearly not going to work. I need a weapon. There's no good weapon sources here. All the weapon spawn points are rocket launchers and stuff. That's not what I need right now. I need just a regular, like, SMG or something. I found another helium tank, a blue helium tank. So, there are different color helium tanks, and this is clearly the one for the blue inflatable area. So we're gonna try. Oh shit, are you kidding me? There's a pistol spawn here. How did I miss this? God damn it. All right. Well, with the pistol, I'm gonna leave this pistol just sitting right here on, I'm gonna try and leave this pistol sitting on one of these platforms. Nope, just keeps bouncing off of it. Fine. All right. Then we'll grab the pistol, we'll just leave it next to the helium thing, and then I'll just try to grab it on my way to the platforms. Hopefully this works this time. Didn't work on the purple one, but maybe this will go better. Yes, made it. All right, we're floating up. And now I can hop across these platforms and this bouncy castle to trampoline. And then another trampoline, and a third trampoline. And that takes me up to a fourth trampoline and a fifth trampoline. And then, what is this? So I hopped up to a platform. There are a bunch of explosives on it and a place to unlock a rocket launcher. And then like 12 agents all facing the opposite direction. So they can't see me. There's something like a target here that says rocket jump. Oh, okay. So the rocket jump will take you even higher to another set of platforms. But first, I can walk out to an area where I can drop down on one of those switches that I haven't gotten before. And then, of course, there's all these explosives here that I could also try to use to take out these agents. So first things first, I'm gonna run over and use one of these explosives from up here to blow up the rocks protecting the switch that I can jump onto. Boom, okay, and we'll do the switch last, actually. So next step will be, I think I'm just gonna throw these explosives onto these agents' platforms. Because I just don't have the acorns to unlock that. Oops, shit. To unlock the rocket launcher. That seems, so four of them died. That seems to have confused all the others who are now just standing, like trying to walk on to the edge of their platforms. All right, now those guys are dead. That just leaves one more set of four. Unfortunately, I don't have a way to kill these last four. I just have my handgun, but I can jump across, and then I guess I can just take them out old school. With focus. Oh, I knocked one. I'm going into a barehanded finisher for him, so we'll scratch his face up. And then what I might be able to do is focus from here, because that knocks them all over. Yep, grab one of their guns. Oh, shit, he kicked me off. Ugh, damn it. So, I guess I want to go back up there. But I want to go back up there with like 100 acorns so that I can unlock the rocket launcher that's up there. And then do that the way I was clearly supposed to do it. I guess I did see some acorns over to the side with a, like, there's a trail that I can ride the boat along. So we're gonna do that. And that'll get us some acorns. Looks like I will be able to get back up there, by the way, because that, unlike the purple ones, there's a platform low enough for me to reach it from the ground. So at least we didn't completely lose that opportunity. All right, boat. Now we're gonna go down this way. Whoa. The boat is a little dizzying. There we go. Now we're on track. Yeah, get all these acorns. 77, 83. I think with this last line of them, we'll have enough. Yep. Okay. 124. There's some more on here, though. I wonder if maybe there's a golden acorn for collecting all these or something. So we're going to keep doing this. See if anything comes of it. Doesn't look like it. All right. Well, at least we got the acorns that we needed. So let's hop up. Bounce. We'll take the platform over to the trampolines. Bounce. Oh, there's a golden acorn just for getting up here, I guess. Well, I'll go click. Ah, I missed it. Shit. All right, back up. So there, after all of those trampolines that I mentioned that take you all the way up here, there is a golden acorn just off to the side above the bouncy castle that I can theoretically grab. I'm having a little trouble getting to it. All right, come on. Ah, I missed again. That was my third try. Come on. This way. There we go, got it. High above the bouncy castle. Success. Okay. Now let's go take care of those agents. Which we'll grab the rocket launcher for. Pop. Yes, one of these, please. And then aim and fire. Done. Easy enough. There is a golden acorn over in on their platform. So we'll hop across and collect that. Yeah, Rocket Ragdolls was that golden acorn. And then got enough ammo to hop back, it looks like. Nice. And then now I've got two options. There's this rocket jump platform that I could do, or there's the drop down to the big switch. I'm going to go ahead and do the drop down to the big switch now that I know I can easily get back up here. Just get that handled before I forget about it. Boom, got it. So that is 4 blue out of 5 lights on the door now. So we are close. Grab my gun, and we'll head back up there for the next section of that challenge. Okay, we're back up to the platform now. So I think next step is going to be, there's a trampoline here that leads over to a little platform. I want to check this out. And then, okay, so this platform has the top, like the entry point for 2 water slides. And, oh, also the green helium. So let's see. We'll throw my gun over to that platform with the rocket launcher and stuff since we're going to come back up there. Grab one of these heliums and we'll just ride the water slide. Oh God, I'm spinning. Poor little guy is just spinning like crazy in here. I'm getting a bunch of acorns, which is nice. I wonder, maybe there's a prize for collecting all the acorns. I don't have a lot of control, but I made it through and so did my helium tank. So we'll grab that. And then I don't see, looking to see if there's a golden acorn or something around here. I don't see one. So I guess that's not it, but I am right by the green platforms. So let's go ahead and get those going. And they're right next to me, so I can just hop right onto them and ride them up as well. Nice. Okay. Ah, the golden platforms are gold. The green platforms connect to the purple platform, so I actually didn't need to go get that gun and everything and try to air jump across. I can just wait for this. And up here there is a case with a bowler hat in it. That's pretty good. It's like a little green leprechaun hat with a flower sticking out of it. I think I'm still going to switch back to... do I want the pompadour or do I want the glasses? The eyebrows. I forgot about the eyebrows. Yeah, we'll keep the eyebrows. This is a good look. Okay. And now I can ride another water slide back down, or I can head the opposite direction to whatever is at the end of the green platforms. I can now get back up here, I think, because it looks like maybe I can't actually. Yeah. Okay. We're gonna head to the other end of the green platforms and see what is over there. Oh, shit, I can't get up. All right, I actually can't do that because I don't have a gun again. So we'll ride the water slide instead. Here we go. Splash. Woo. This one's even crazier. It's one of those enclosed ones. So my squirrel's just tumbling like crazy. Good job, little buddy. He ragdolls when he hits the water coming out of the slide. That's funny. All right. Pretty good. Let's go get a pistol, and then we'll climb back up there and try the whole thing again. Ugh. So after falling off of this thing multiple times... I have decided that a good idea for a outfit in this game would have been a flying squirrel outfit that lets you like glide a little bit, just so that I don't keep falling off of these damn things. Okay, we're back up to the rocket jump platform, which I think is probably actually the next thing that I should do, because I can't really get back up to those other areas without doing that. So, rocket jump. Well, I guess it doesn't kill you. It just does a lot of damage. But if there are nuts along the way, you can survive. And there's a golden acorn at the top, a rocket jump golden acorn. Nice. Oh, and I can unlock an SMG up here. I'm going to do that for sure. So I think I'll probably need it. There's also a case here with an outfit. It says inside is gold. It's going to take one more golden acorn and 500 regulars. So I guess we'll come back for that in the future. In the meantime, my options are I can head back down to the green path. Or there are some trampoline. There's a gold water slide and then some trampolines above that for another path. So I guess I've got three options here. We'll do the water slide first, I think. Oh no, this is the same water slide I did earlier with the helium. Damn. All right. Well, I guess we'll do the blue water slide off of that. Maybe you get something for doing all the water slides. We'll see. If nothing else, it's more acorns. Boom. All right, we're down. And now we just have to hop all the way back up again. Okay, we're back up here and we're gonna do the rocket jump again. Oof, we made it. Grab that SMG again, just to be safe. And I guess we try for the trampolines into this big green spout. Let's try that. Yeah, okay, trampoline. And spout, here we go! It's another water slide! Oh wow, there are a lot of acorns in here. I don't know if I got them all, but I did get a golden acorn, probably for doing all of the all of the water slides. So that's pretty cool. I just have to get up to it, which it looks like it's just off of that diving board that we used the last time around. Oh, damn. There is an ammo wedge underneath this this diving board. I wonder how I can get that. I think I can. Let's see. All right, back up the stairs. And, I can climb these poles. That's how. I can climb the poles holding up the water slide and then just jump over and grab it. Well, unless I miss. In case anybody was wondering, I would not be a very good squirrel, I think. Got it. Yes. And that gets me my... looks like I need one more piece in order to get a fourth or a third reload. So I didn't realize this previous sessions. Like, I didn't really understand how these ammo wedge power-ups work, but now I do. So when I have the ability to reload my weapons, but I can only do it a certain number of times. Right now I can do it twice, and I'm 3/4 of the way to another one. And this is how you get more. 4 ammo wedges means a new reload. Got it. Water slide, fast pass, acorn. Golden acorn. Now, let's reload, because I just blew a bunch of ammo. And then we'll hop back up again and do that next path. Grab a rocket launcher and rocket jump. And we're up. Nice, nice. And now we will hop down to the green path. Oh shit, I shot the inflatable. I forgot about that. Whew, I made it. I made it over to a trampoline. Completely forgot that that was a thing in this game. Whoops. All right. This platform is just floating here in space. There's a pistol and an ammo thing here. There's a bunch of inflatables and 2 guys with rockets, which I think, and a tip just said that rockets will bounce off of inflatables. So I guess I'll just aggro these guys and then use the inflatables to bounce their shots. Hey, buddy, I'm over here. I'm over here. Yeah, fire. Come on. Bounce. Oh, still hit over here, though. I don't know that this is the right way to do this. Why don't I just shoot them? That's going to be a lot easier for me, I think. There we go. And they're dead, and I still get the golden acorn. That was a much more effective way. I just have to hop over there to get it. Oh shit, oh no! I fell down. Time to climb again. Alright, we did the rocket jump again. Grab a new SMG. And we'll jump down to the green path, and then over to the trampoline, and then across to that platform. And now I just need to jump across. Yes, there we go. And the golden acorn is mine. Bouncy Rocket Blockers was the name of that acorn. Oh, there's an outfit here too. Propeller Beanie. Well, I don't think I'm gonna want that, but we'll grab it anyway. Yep, it looks exactly how it sounds. It's a propeller beanie on my squirrel's head. You know, I think I'm going to switch back to the glasses for a bit. Yeah, there we go. Good little squirrel. And there's another, what looks like a rocket jump path here. So let me grab a rocket and jump. Boom. Yep, made it up to another platform up here where there are a bunch of acorns and another rocket jump spot. So I guess I'll need to... There's an unlock spot here for the rockets, but it's 50. I didn't want to spend more acorns, but here we go. I'm also realizing, looking at the area from up here, I can see a house that I couldn't get to. It's like all dark black with a bunch of dead trees around. It looks like a goth house. It's on top of a cliff overlooking the water park. I don't see how to get up there, but maybe a rocket jump would do it. Okay. Something to check out after I finish exploring this current area. So, rocket jump spot and fire. Yep, there's a guy here. Let's just climb him and break his neck.
Pop.
And he's dead. Oh, there's a gold... Oh, no. There's an ammo wedge here, but I can't get to it because I need to jump off the guy to get high enough or bring some sort of weapon. But I can't bring a weapon up here because of the rock. Shit. That's annoying. I do see... I'm looking at now the big tower in the center of this area. I see a golden acorn on it with a bunch of like big-headed agents. I don't know why their heads are so big. That's weird. I guess we'll get to that another time. Now I can hop back down to get a new outfit, it looks like. And unlock something new. What is this? Well, okay, first off, the outfit is an aviator, which is little aviator goggles for my head. Oh, special effect when flying quadcopter? Quadcopter? I guess there's going to be another vehicle in our future. That's exciting. But the other thing that's really cool up here is I can spend 50 acorns to unlock a sniper rifle. A squirrel with a sniper rifle. Now more can be bought around the neighborhood. This is ridiculous. Oh, and okay, so when I aim, it zooms in. It's like looking through a scope. That's hilarious. Oh, you know what? I bet I am supposed to aim it at those giant-headed... agents, because their heads are so big. Oh, missed. There we go. And more just keep popping up. That's convenient. Oh, I missed one. There we go. Got him. Hey, and that zips that new golden acorn to me. Sniper squirrel. Cool. Can I jump with this? Oh, I can. It doesn't jump very well, though. Like, I can't get a lot of air. It doesn't have as much kickback as you'd expect. It's good to know, though. So, I think now I've done everything I can do up here, and it's a matter of figuring out how to trigger the last of the switches, which I think will involve getting to that spooky house that I saw before. And then we should be able to start tackling the central tower. For now... Let's take this bad boy over to... let's take this bad boy over to... the ground. Oof. And then... we'll see if I can figure out how to get up into that... up into that house. Okay, so not gonna lie, the platforms in the sky were kind of a pain in the ass to deal with, but at least we're through that, and the sniper rifle unlock will end up being very clutch, you'll see. Next time, we tackle the house, which is another highlight of the game, so come back around next week and check it out. Thanks for listening.